Korea. He said they're having high-level meetings with the Japanese prime minister.
We are meeting on a constant basis. We'll be meeting in a little while also with Prime Minister Abe of Japan.
Former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations under President Obama coming under fire for her unmasking attempts while in office. Sources told Fox News Samantha Power's unmasking attempts averaged more than one request for every working day in 2016, even seeking the names of Trump associates just before his inauguration. The unmasking process is carried out when an official wants to reveal the identity of an individual whose name surfaced in foreign intelligence documents. Powers does not explain why she wanted to unmask Trump campaign officials. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis and only targets stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
Jobless claims are down. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department is saying that 259,000 workers filed initial claims for benefits last week, 23,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total, also well below the 303,000 that analysts had expected. And it continues a two-and-a-half-year run of weekly claims below 300,000. I'm Chris Barnes.
California state lawmakers have passed a bill that would reduce penalties for someone who exposes another person to HIV without telling them they're HIV infected. A state senator from San Francisco says the current law making it a felony discriminates against HIV infected people. The law not only would make it a misdemeanor not to tell a partner that you have HIV before exposing them to it, it would also make it only a misdemeanor for someone who has HIV to knowingly donate their infected blood. Supporters say the law requiring people to tell others about being infected doesn't actually stop any HIV infections. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York, an investigation has found North Korea really has a problem with parking.
NBC New York says its investigation found North Korea's diplomatic mission to the UN received more than 1,300 parking tickets in the Big Apple, some dating back to the 1990s and totaling more than $156,000. A spokesman for North Korea's UN mission insists there must be an error. North Korea is not the only foreign diplomatic scofflaw. China has nearly $400,000 worth of unpaid tickets, followed by Syria, Iran, and Russia.
General Electric is saluting women engineers and trying to hire more women in science and technology. They're doing it through a light show. Here's Scott Pringle.
General Electric's in the middle of a campaign goal of hiring 20,000 or more women by 2020 for STEM roles, or jobs that demand science, technology, engineering, and math skills. Now, this is to help close the gender gap, and as part of this campaign, GE is honoring a dozen prominent women scientists through an animated light show. It's on the ceiling at Grand Central Terminal this week.
The women who discovered dark matter and revolutionized cancer treatment. We're predicting the future and finding new avenues for clean energy.
Officials hope this will shine a spotlight on the role women scientists play. Scott Pringle, New York.
CVS making an effort to curb the opioid crisis in the U.S. The drugstore chain expected to announce a plan to limit opioid prescriptions. CVS says they will limit opioid prescriptions to 7-day supplies only. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah. $20 trillion. $20 trillion. I've talked about trying to get one's arms around $1 trillion, and it's a very difficult thing to do. I talked about this great length on our daily program. And you know, I might as well remind everybody. We're on 6 days a week here, 18 hours of radio a week. And our podcasts are free. And I can't tell you how happy I am. I constantly have to add bandwidth all the time because so many people are signing up for our podcasts. One of my clients, he's an old school New Yorker, and he was swearing at me. Oh, you stupid Markowski. You should have charged for that thing. You could have been making... No. Again, this radio show is a labor of love. And the more people we can reach out to, the better off we're going to be, like everything we do. Yeah, it's absolutely free. Sign up for our podcast at watchdogandwallstreet.com so you don't miss any of the stuff that we're doing over the course of the week. $20 trillion. I guess a good way for me to explain it, to me, and how impossible is it for me to even understand, is if you take a look at that movie with Matthew McConaughey that was really confusing, Interstellar. It was a neat movie, but I walked out of that movie with my kids, and they looked at me and were asking questions. I said, "Don't ask. I don't know." I don't know. I don't understand the math and the physics behind the entire thing. I guess my processor speed just can't handle it. But anyway, $20 trillion. And again, I want you to put this in perspective. Last Friday, I got these numbers this past week. Last Friday, the debt jumped $317,645,000,000 in one day. That's more than enough money to rebuild Texas and Florida after the hurricanes in one day. Debt ceiling, please. Again, the government is, they're able to do this because they make the rules. they make the rules, and entities out there, banks, pension funds, you have to keep a certain amount of your assets in cash and cash equivalents, part of the rules that they make. So basically, the government essentially forces them to lend them money. That's what happens. I talked about this in terms of overseas profits. You know, Apple's got close to $300 billion sitting offshore in profits. Most of that money's in what? It's in the United States Treasury. So it came back here to the United States as in the form of a loan. They just bought government debt. What happened to Greece in 2010 was that all of a sudden, people took a look at Greece and they said, gee whiz, it's Greece. Take a look at their economy. Why in the world? How are they able to borrow all of this money at interest rates that are close to what Germany borrows rates are? That makes no sense. And lenders walked away. Rates went up. And they didn't even go that far up. And almost took the country down. Almost took the country. Well, essentially, it did. And this was happening to other countries. Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Spain as well, going through the same thing at that point in time. Right now, we as a nation, as far as the interest that we pay on our debt, it's not too bad in comparison to Europe. We explained here on the program, there are 19 European nations whose two-year sovereigns are paying negative interest rates. Negative interest rates. So again, we look like a pretty good option out there. So we're able to keep these interest rates at these ridiculously low levels. But again, I want everybody to just kind of imagine for a second, what would happen? What would happen if interest rates were to go up? What if it just went back to the norm? Huh? Historical norm. This would have been about 400 basis points. Do you have any idea what that would do to our budget? Already, year in, year out, the amount of money that is being spent, amount of tax dollars being spent on interest payments to people lending us money continues to grow every single year. Do you have any idea how much that would grow? If the Treasury was trading at, what, 5, 6%? Holy shnikes! We'd be in trouble. But again, government has a plan, and I've already talked about this here on the program. And they're already starting to push it in that direction. We talked about Trump's tax reform. Now, I'm not making this up. I want everybody to pay very close attention. Is that the Trump administration, top administration officials are considering right now taxing deposits into 401k savings plans up front. So you might be losing very, very shortly the tax benefits of putting money into a 401k plan. Oh, windfall money! Here we go! Yay! We're in Washington. Look at all this money we're going to collect. No more tax breaks for 401ks. You know, you people in D.C. really like screwing us, don't you? I mean, it's hard enough already. It's hard enough already that we have these artificially low interest rates when cash and cash equivalents are yielding nothing. Do you have any idea how hard that is on senior citizens? Yeah, it's amazing to me. You do the right thing, you're responsible your entire life, and then the government sticks it to you in the end. And then they tell you they're doing you a favor. Oh, yeah, these ultra-low interest rates are great for the economy. BS. That is the biggest load of bunk. That is one of the biggest lies out there. Oh, it's great. These ultra-low, it's great for the economy. What a load of bunk. It has nothing to do with the overall economy. You know what helps? It helps government. They're the beneficiaries of this. Their ability to borrow $20 trillion at a ridiculous rate. Yeah. Yeah. Trump administration officials are considering doing away with the tax benefits of putting money into a 401k. Now, where have you heard this before? Right here. We told you that one of the things that the government has had in the works for a long period of time was to do away with all retirement plans altogether. That's right. And not just 401ks, IRAs, Roths, everything. They want it all. To them, I mean, hey, look, if we can take over everybody's retirement plan and we make it a government retirement plan, then we can take all of that money and we can lend it to ourselves, which is exactly what they do. Exactly what they would do. Oh, you think I'm lying, do you? Oh, no, I'm not. No, they've already been working on this. This has been in the works. They've got this Professor Teresa Geralducci, who's been out there preaching this, put a book out on this. Oh, no, 401ks and retirees, it hasn't served Americans. They need the government to step in and offer, get this. You want a government plan right out of Rand or Orwell? Guaranteed government accounts is what they want to call it. We're going to take your money. You're going to have to contribute money mandatory out of your salary on top of what you already put into Social Security. Your employer is going to have to kick in more money. And we're going to guarantee you a rate of return above inflation. Do you think that they're going to actually invest that money? Hell no. They're going to take it and they're going to give it to themselves. They'll give it to themselves is what they'll do. And it'll buy them just more time. It'll keep the Ponzi scheme going. Think about it. Think about the trillion. There's over $5 trillion. Over $5 trillion. That's just in 401ks. That doesn't include IRAs and other retirement vehicles out there. What? You don't think that Elizabeth Warren. You don't think that Bernie Sanders. You don't think that Mitch McConnell. You don't think that John McCain, Lindsey Graham, these other big government types. You don't think that they want to get their hands on your... And you know what? They'll pat themselves in the back saying, oh, we're taking care of our people. Again, I want to remind you, people, these government officials look at you like rescue dogs. They're there to rescue you. That is their job. That is their duty. And they want to take it. Hey, guess Trump administration's involved with this too, right? Oh, we're so desperate for a win, and we got to get it through Congress, and we got to make the Democrats happy that, yeah, you know what? We'll start taxing people on their savings. Thanks a lot, Donald. Thanks a lot. Glad to see that I wasted another vote. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Sign up, podcasts, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline again, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back. She grew up in Indiana
town, had a good-looking mom. This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 3 out of 4 Americans plan to do some sort of back-to-school shopping this year. Jason Gaughan is with Bank of America.
As summer comes to a close, Americans are putting vacations behind them and spending on supplies for the classroom. Whether they're hitting the books themselves or picking up pencils for their kids, most plan to spend about $370 on back-to-school expenses. And while the next holiday break feels further than ever away, the right rewards credit card can let all that back-to-school spending get you one step closer to your next vacation. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on purchases. Better yet, points don't expire, so you can redeem them when and where you want, including that next school break.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, my God. I'm listening to Madonna, you know, 1980s, Material Girl. And it instantly came into my mind was Mnuchin's wife. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street. You're always having way too much fun with scary topics. Again, no, you're not going to hear any of this stuff that we talk about here on the program anywhere else. Because quite honestly, nobody else is really capable of talking about these things. They just don't understand. So many radio talk shows out there, conservative talk shows out there, and it's amazing. It's the same thing again and again and again. And people, you understand that there's much more important things out there? And they must have, like, test audiences. I guess they're trying to play down to the lowest common denominator and say, well, you know what? This stuff's too confusing. Can't talk about that tech stuff and that money stuff. I can't do that. Why? Why can't you? It's important. Anyway, I saw this story, and again, I had a laugh. San Francisco politicians are trying to force their pension fund to sell off $470 million of fossil fuel stocks. Oh, that's great. That's just a great idea. You're going to allow your crazy left-wing loon nonsense to decide what investments are prudent for your retirees? What are you going to replace that $470 million with in fossil fuel? You're going to buy solar companies with that, you morons? Never, ever, ever let some patchouli oil-wearing hippie run a pension fund. But again, I guess it's not even them running the fund. This is the politicians now. They actually want to put it on the ballot. They want to divest from oil stocks. Meanwhile, yeah. Without those companies, San Francisco would be dark. This story doesn't surprise me at all. back at the end of 2007. I remember this, and I started laughing. Ted Seides of Protégé Partners. It's another jerky hedge fund out there. Another jerky hedge fund out there. Again, it's amazing to me. It really is. It is, you know, these hedge fund guys out there, they remind me of, you know, those players that your favorite sports team signs and they get this gigantor contract. And once they get this gigantor contract, they stink. It's pretty much hedge funds out there. These guys make insane amounts of money for not producing anything. I mean, you want to make a ton of money and not perform, become a hedge fund guy. Warren Buffett made a $1 million bet at the end of 2007 with this Ted Seides of Protégé Partners. And his wager was simple. He said, his performance, he said, you know what? I'll take a low-cost S&P 500 index fund, and it will perform better than all of your funds. Well, the S&P 500 index fund is so far ahead that it's not even over. Seides still has time, and he knows he's not going to come back. Let me tell you, this is what you paid. You want to have an account with Ted Seides at Protégé Partners? You paid him over 2% a year on the assets, plus 20% of anything that he made. Yep. Guess what his return has been since 2008? 2.2%. Heck! Hey, Buffett could have beaten Seides with a bloody treasuries, for crying out loud. Blown them away. Yep. The S&P 500 has shown more than 7% a year. Hey, and that's including the financial downturn, if you do recall, right? So Seides' $1 million hedge fund investments have earned $220,000 in the same period that the low-fee investment gained $854,000. Well, yeah, fees matter. What you pay matters, but also who you have managing your money matters as well. The arrogance of these hedge fund guys. And again, what are you paying for? Honestly, what are you paying for? They're not even financial planners. They're not even helping you out. They're not even helping you work towards your goals. They just take your money and they pool it with everybody else's and hope we'll see how that works out. They don't care. They're just going to take your money. They're not looking into whether or not their fund is right for you. They don't give a damn about that stuff. Why do people fall for this again and again and again and again and again? Let me show you how bad these hedge funds are. There was a story here out of New York. It's a radio show host, a sports radio show host. I'm one of the big sports radio stations around here, The Fan. It's a big one. And this radio show host was, I guess, he got himself in all sorts of trouble with casinos and looks like the mafia in regards to gambling debts. So he sets up this phony company selling tickets to sporting events and to concerts and all sorts of stuff. You want to know who one of his investors was? Brigade Capital. It's an $18 billion hedge fund. Was giving this radio talk show host money to buy concert tickets and resell them. I'm not making this up. You know, people, sometimes, you know, Forrest Gump was right. The whole stupid is as stupid does bit. Get your financial plan done the right way, people. Would you please? I don't have any shortcuts. I don't have a magic algorithm. I don't have any special formulas. I don't have any of that stuff. I don't. I understand what the markets can do, and I understand what the markets are capable of doing over the long run. It's just that simple. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Our new executive order will cut off sources of revenue that fund North Korea's efforts to develop the deadliest weapons known to humankind.
President Trump announcing his decisions involving North Korea, putting out executive orders to hamper their economic viability.
North Korea's nuclear weapons and missile development is a grave threat to peace and security in our world. And it is unacceptable that others financially support this criminal rogue regime.
The death toll is rising from natural disasters in Mexico and the Caribbean islands. Rescuers in Mexico City continuing to dig through rubble of an elementary school to try to dig out students they believe trapped underneath. At least 250 people in Mexico have died from a massive earthquake. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico is reporting deaths and injuries related to Hurricane Maria. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Oh, I had my joints all ached. My sciatic nerve was really bad. Like 10 hours, my eyes were so tired and heavy and almost burning. And then when I woke up in the morning, there was this nagging pain. I mean, it hurt to open them. And just in a week, like, I don't have the nagging pain anymore. My joints stopped hurting, and I'm in wood season. I'm lugging wood right now, and I'm not hurting. So that's, like, amazing for me. I'm usually really suffering. It's pretty effective. And so now, like I said, my husband and I are both taking it, and he even said his joints aren't aching as much, and he's feeling better.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
It was several interesting big business stories this past week, without a doubt. I think one of the more hotly anticipated events was the Apple event. Yep, the big Apple dog and pony show. And let's all be honest here. It has not been the same since Steve Jobs is gone. Tim Cook and the boys, they just don't do it that well. And this last one being, in my opinion, no exception. They one of the main features of their brand new iPhone X that's going to be coming out in November is this facial recognition technology. During the Dog and Pony Show, it didn't work. It didn't work. And I'm going to be honest, because I did get a lot of emails over the course of the week, what I thought. And full disclosure here, I've mentioned this here on the program, I'm an Apple guy. I'm not an Apple genius. I'm not a tech guru by any stretch of the imagination. I can hold my own. But yeah, we have Apple products throughout our house. Was there anything in that Apple, new brand new Apple iPhone that I was like, I have to have it? No. I mean, they were showing off this new emoji technology that you can personalize your emojis with your own facial expressions. How stupid are we? I mean, you really spent millions and millions and millions, if not billions of dollars, developing that type of technology? You have got to be kidding me. So I wasn't that impressed with that. The Apple TV launch was, okay, it's got 4K. Big yip. I think Netflix has got some of that too. I have a 4K TV in my house that I got a couple years ago. I've yet to watch anything on it in 4K. It's hard to find the stuff. Nor am I going to bother searching for it. I mean, if it was there, I'd watch it. Actually, the cool thing that came out of the Apple conference was the iWatch, or the Apple Watch, excuse me. I got an Apple Watch a couple years ago, and I proceeded to give it to my son. I had no interest in it. I was messing around with it a little bit, and I kind of discovered it was nothing more pretty much than a remote control for your iPhone. The new Apple Watch actually has cellular connectivity. So, gee whiz, I don't have to have my iPhone with me when I'm going for a jog or I'm at the gym and I want to listen to music and have something by my side. That, to me, was the best product launch that they had. But anyway, they're going to have to step up their game to some degree, and I think we all know that. Some people said that the stock dropped after the event because of the delivery date for the new iPhone X. And I'm saying no. I'm saying I don't believe that at all. I don't think that the products were that great. Anyway, wanted to mention this as well. This is a follow-up story here. Hartford, Connecticut's capital city, its deficit nearing of $50 million, says it's not going to be able to pay its bills within 60 days. Give us more money. That's right. We are the state capitol. We'll just go over to the state capitol building and ask them for more money. Said they were likely to file for bankruptcy in 60 days. I'm here to tell you something, and I get flack when I say this on the program. I want more of this. I want more. That's right. I want to see more municipal bankruptcies. I do. I do, because, again, it just speeds up the process. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. We see municipal bankruptcies, maybe, God willing, maybe we'll start seeing some people pay closer attention. Politicians pay closer attention to managing their finances appropriately. And let's make no bones about it. If federal government, if they didn't have a printing press, they most certainly would be bankrupt too at $20 trillion plus. It was another interesting story too. And it was in regards to the gig economy. Uber. Uber, by the way, got hit again. Another FBI probe over a program that they were using to target their rival, Lyft. Actually, this had to do with a $586 lawsuit. That's right. A $586 lawsuit that was involving this gentleman by the name of Rafe Lawson and DoorDash. And basically what this lawsuit comes down to, whether or not employees of these various different services like DoorDash, Uber, Lyft, whether or not they can classify them as 1099 employees or as actual employees. Now, if they actually become on the books employees, their entire business model is over. Right, pretty much over. That means they're going to have to provide for health care and FICA and all this other stuff out there. So that would be most certainly, I would say, a pretty, not a nail in a coffin, but a stake through the heart of a lot of these gig economy companies. Got to take a quick break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
Well, here we are again, and I got to tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 3 out of 4 Americans plan to do some sort of back-to-school shopping this year. Jason Gaughan is with Bank of America.
As summer comes to a close, Americans are putting vacations behind them and spending on supplies for the classroom. Whether they're hitting the books themselves or picking up pencils for their kids, most plan to spend about $370 on back-to-school expenses. And while the next holiday break feels further than ever away, the right rewards credit card can let all that back-to-school spending get you one step closer to your next vacation. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on purchases. Better yet, points don't expire, so you can redeem them when and where you want, including that next school break.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. This poll that came out this past week, Wall Street Journal, NBC poll, is shocking. Shocking. Not surprising, but shocking. This poll found out that only 49% of Americans now believe that a 4-year degree will lead to a good job and higher lifetime earnings. Under 50%. An overwhelming 47% claim that they don't believe a 4-year degree will increase job and earnings prospects. The public is becoming more and more skeptical. Can you blame them? Can you blame them? You know, there's a lot of parents out there that kids are coming home with their college degrees and finding it difficult to get a job, or difficult to find a job in the field that they wanted, their field of study. And coming to realization, some of these kids are saying to themselves, gee whiz, look at how much debt that I'm in. For what? I paid a large chunk of my college education, and I had student loans. But I wasn't overwhelmed by them by any stretch. It wasn't an overwhelming thing. It was within reason. College loan debt right now is at over $1.3 trillion, which is greater than credit card debt. So I get the question all the time. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Chris, is it worth it for my kid to go to college? I read all of this stuff. Is it worthwhile? The answer, I'm sorry, I hate to be, you know, kind of in the middle. It depends. You have to know your kid. And I talk about financial planning and the importance of knowing thyself. You have to know your kids. And you have to be honest with yourself and your kids. You have to be. If you're not, you know, again, you're going to end up hurting your own child. Hurting your own child, maybe forcing them to go to school when they're not ready to go to school. And then they end up graduating 4 or 5 years later, all of this debt, and they don't know what to do. And when I talk about keeping up with the Joneses and how it's been put on steroids due to social media, you don't think the same thing holds true with kids? Parents competing with their kids online too. My kid did this. My kid did that. It's a little bit more than the bumper sticker on the back of the car. My kid is an honor student at blah, 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 blah. That's been put on steroids too. Where's my kid go to school? Listen, people, you got an opportunity now. Because of these numbers, enrollment in college and universities is dropping. You have more negotiating power with these schools. With that being said, sometimes it's not necessarily such a bad thing, such an awful thing to make your kids wait if they're not ready. Maybe have them go out there and get a job. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You see this past week, they showed, former NFL superstar Clinton Portis has $100 left in his bank account. That's it. He owes millions of dollars all over the place. He made over $50 million playing the game. Penniless. I can't tell you how many times we've tried to warn people, especially younger people, that end up with enormous windfalls at a very young age. And quite honestly, they really don't know how to handle it. There's so many dirtbags out there that are circling around that look to take advantage. And it's a sad, sad state of affairs when you see something like that. What a waste. Now here's a guy that was an NFL great, had all of this money, could have built up a lasting legacy and wealth for his family for generations to come, and now he's in bankruptcy. Anyway, I see it more often than not, but this story kind of caught my attention. And it kind of brought back memories, too. I got to see, at a very young age, I got to see Mike Tyson fight as an amateur boxer. Back when he was first starting out at the Colony Coliseum, upstate New York, and kind of watched his career grow. He had a lot of fights in New York back then. And again, to me, he was the most frightening boxer I've ever seen. Could you imagine jumping in the ring with Mike Tyson in his prime? Frightening stuff. So I can't imagine, who in their right mind would do this? An investment advisor stole more than $1 million from Mike Tyson, also former NBA star Glenn Rice, and other clients. Now, who in the world says, you know, I'm going to steal from not Mike Tyson? And it's the guy who said, I eat your children. Again, I guess they just can't help themselves. Yeah, another federal judge ordered former advisor in Pittsburgh to pay nearly $2 million in fines and disgorgement for stealing money from professional athletes and other high net worth investors to fund movie projects. That's another one, too. That's a hook that a lot of them use as well. Getting people involved with movies. You don't think that I get pitched by stuff all the time? Not so much me, but hey, you want to get your clients in a movie? Broadway shows? Plays, all sorts of wonderful investment opportunities. Right. You know how many of those things actually work out? Yeah, actually, speaking of which, Michael Moore has a one-man Broadway show right now. Bomb. I mean, what type of idiot funds Michael Moore on Broadway? They think that all of those people from all over the country, all those red states that come to New York as tourists, are going to want to go see Michael Moore on Broadway? What kind of idiot funds something like that? Anyway, House lawmakers pressing FINRA CEO Robert Cook on all sorts of things, including where's all that money go that you collect? And also that $1.6 billion reserve fund that you have there. They're trying to figure out where all the fine money goes, right? They collect fines, but, and I've said this too, shouldn't that fine money go to the people that have been ripped off and scammed? Huh? I mean, isn't that a better choice? You've got $1.6 billion in cash. For what? Well, why shouldn't that money that you collect in fines, why shouldn't it go to the people that have been ripped off and scammed? I haven't said this from the get-go. This is back before it was FINRA. And it was NASDR. Yeah. Racket. FINRA is basically, it's members. It's members. And I was ticked off by this. This is going back to the days when we first got started going after penny stock firms, the early 1990s. And I knew that back then, the NSDR, I knew that they knew which firms were good and which firms were bad. But they didn't shut them down. They didn't even make an effort to go shut them down. Why? Because each and every one of those firms paid their dues, sent money in. You know, to me, I find it fascinating. I mean, that's all well and good. Kind of reminds me back of our fraternity days back in college, where I guess our fraternity was in charge of disciplinary problems at parties, and all the reports would come to our house and we would proceed to throw them out. No harm, no foul. But in this case, there is harm and there is foul. And yet nothing is done. They actually asked them, they said, are you considering returning a greater percentage of the money to investors? Do you intend to make a more robust and meaningful public report on how you use that fine money?
Maybe.
Not to mention the fact that the executives over at FINRA make a fortune. Listen, I've said this again and again and again. Nobody's looking out for you. Nobody's looking out for you. FINRA's not looking out for you. The SEC is not looking out for you. They cannot help you. You get it? They can't help you. I wrote a column about this years ago. I got tons of flack. I said, you know, we'd be better off doing away with some of these police officers supposedly on the streets because it gives people a false sense of security. You want to not be ripped off. You want to not be scammed, being taken advantage of. Then understand that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Get your financial plan done the right way. People start making ridiculous promises in regards to performance. Run. You don't have to worry about dealing with FINRA. You have to worry about arbitration. You can protect yourself. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Our new executive order will cut off sources of revenue that fund North Korea's efforts to develop the deadliest weapons known to humankind.
President Trump announcing his decisions involving North Korea, putting out executive orders to hamper their economic viability.
North Korea's nuclear weapons and missile development is a grave threat to peace and security in our world, and it is unacceptable that others financially support this criminal rogue regime.
The death toll is rising from natural disasters in Mexico and the Caribbean islands. Rescuers in Mexico City continuing to dig through rubble of an elementary school to try to dig out students they believe trapped underneath. At least 250 people.